NewsRamp Health Fitness and Wellness Podcast, Wednesday evening, August 12, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
NeuroTheraLabs, Inc. closes first tranche of non-brokered private placement. NeuroTheraLabs, Inc. has closed the first tranche of its non-brokered private placement, raising $2,700,000 from the sale of 22,500,000 units at $0.12 per unit. Each unit includes a common share and a purchase warrant. The company plans to use the proceeds for general working capital purposes and other expenses. The offering is subject to regulatory approvals.
Researchers use AI to create viruses with possible therapeutic applications. Researchers from Harvard, the Broad Institute of MIT, and Stanford University have used artificial intelligence to create thousands of new virus genomes, potentially with therapeutic applications. The paper published in Science highlights the promising role of AI in medicine, but also raises concerns about the risks associated with cutting-edge technologies. As scrutiny of AI firms grows, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. will be watching closely for insights and opportunities. Network news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. reports Q2 results as strategic pivot advances. CNS Pharmaceuticals reported second quarter 2026 results, revealing cash and cash equivalents of approximately $20 million at June 30th. The company's net loss was about $2.60 million, with research and development expenses remaining steady at $1.20 million. CNS continues to execute its strategic pivot, aiming to in-license or acquire new therapeutic assets by year-end 2026. The company's existing cash resources are expected to fund operations for the next 12 months. Quantum Biopharma Limited targets disability drivers beyond relapse rates in multiple sclerosis. Researchers are focusing on progression independent of relapse activity, looking at chronic active lesions as a major factor. Instead of just reducing relapses, the company's LucidEMS aims to inhibit myelin degradation and support functional recovery. This shift in approach reflects a broader trend in the industry towards addressing long-term disability and MS treatment.
USA Fire Doors Inspection helps Florida commercial and healthcare facilities guarantee compliance with high-quality, affordable life safety services. USA Fire Doors Inspection is helping Florida commercial and healthcare facilities ensure compliance with high-quality, affordable life safety services. The company offers thorough inspections, relabeling, certification, and maintenance support to meet NFPA and AHCA standards. By providing clear reporting and accessible pricing, USA Fire Doors Inspection makes maintaining fire safety efficient and cost-effective for facilities statewide.
Health in Hand launches new tool to help consumers spot AI-generated health videos. Health in Hand has launched a new tool to help consumers spot AI-generated health videos. The How to Spot an AI-Generated Health Video resource provides guidance for evaluating online health content to distinguish credible information from misleading claims. As Americans increasingly turn to social media and AI-driven platforms for health information, this tool aims to support informed self-care decisions in a digital health landscape filled with AI-generated content.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.